Next up, we have Bob Boyd, A Day in the Life of a Mall Santa.
They ask for treasure and they ask for peace. They ask for certainty but never want to look at me. With all the guardians espying me with judging I, high, high. Wishing time away and hiding out in plain sight. I represent the space where all the dreams would take flight.
I'll say the tremolo guitar mixed with the upright bass and the vibraphone, it gives you almost the effect of Nightmare Before Christmas, where it's spooky but it's still Christmassy. The stuff he's experiencing as a mall Santa is a little spooky in its own weird way.
Once again, probably gonna get letters, but children are creepy.
No, it's a lot of pressure to be at their whimsy for what do you want for Christmas? The old joke being like, can I get a dragon for Christmas? And then Santa's like, no. And then you're like, well, can I have world peace among all nations? And then Santa's like, what color do you want your dragon to be?
Weirdly, I had the word creepy in my notes. And then removed it because, like, I realized I couldn't really support it. But if we both had that in there, I think it might have been part of the instrumentation or something. There's something about it that was a little creepy that, I removed it from my notes because I thought, well, okay, listening back, I guess it's not. But there's something, I think, intrinsic in it that has this sort of vaguely creepy vibe regardless. But this is... We were trying to figure out, is this balance lost or is it stacking theory who's doing this?
And it's Bob Voig.
It's a new artist.
That's right. Completely new. Completely unheard. I thought it's a good song, a laid-back song. A bit of a trippy soundscape until the distorted guitar interlude comes in. But it's good and it's interesting and it's different. And, you know, I like different. So I think this was a successful venture as far as I'm concerned. Maybe not something I'm going to listen to every day, but still.
Yeah, I like this a lot, actually. So at the beginning, there's this sort of repeated reverb or tremolo-drenched three-note guitar figure in the first section of the song, and it's doing a lot of work, and it's adding this kind of dreamy, floaty vibe that you get with these sort of lazy-sounding vocals at first. And at the end of the first section, there's this bit where the word eyes is stretched out into this, what I think is a gorgeous-sounding, harmonized, like, three-note ascending melisma sort of thing. If I wasn't paying attention before this, I definitely am now. And, like, at about 2 minutes into the song, I'm like, I know, this needs a change-up. And then, bam, the change-up comes, and it's substantially different and kind of more rocking than the rest of the song, which I think adds a great contrast. And I really like both parts of the song, and parts of it sound like it's from a David Lynch soundtrack or something. Like, I almost half expect to see the Santa in a red room with a backwards talking dwarf or something. It's cool. I like the song, and I probably listened to this more than I strictly had to because I like it.